Irma toppled trees, damaged property, and knocked out power for more than 250,000 customers in Duval County alone. But what took many by surprise was the historic flooding around the St. John's River and its tributaries. The St. John's crashed through streets in what looked like ocean waves and right through homes in historic neighborhoods. Many residents who'd awoken thinking the worst was over as wind died down now faced rising floodwaters. Jacksonville Mayor Lenny Curry told them to stay put and help was on the way.
Please put what represents a white flag, anything white, somewhere on your house that can be viewed visibly from outside. We have search and rescue teams ready to deploy.
Floodwater Command Room, 443, do you have a job for us?
All told, 356 families were rescued by boat or truck in Jacksonville, including me, as NPR News reported.
Jessica Palumbo is news director at member station WJCT and thought she had made the right choice staying home. The worst of the storm seemed to have passed.
It quickly turned from relief to a lot of fear.
The St. John's River was rising and wouldn't stop. Compounding her fear,
I am 9 months pregnant.
She had opted to stay put because her hospital was so close, but so was the water, and as it reached her doorstep, she hung a white sheet to alert rescue crews. They got her and 100 of her neighbors to safety.
But getting to safety was just the beginning.
So I walked in a day later after the water had gone down, thinking I was just going to come back to my house being completely fine.
Laura Malden lost childhood mementos from her grandma, who recently passed away.
And I immediately just started crying because I had no idea. I really was shocked.
In the same neighborhood, Linda Olsovsky had to break the news to her daughter that her possessions are all gone.
FYI, people. Plastic tubs don't mean anything because the water will get in them, because I had everything in plastic tubs, and as you can see, they're all filled with water.
And Sherry Krall, who never thought she needed flood insurance, is dealing with the aftermath of water covering the first floor of her house. She says she knew this storm was different as she watched the flood spill over the curb.
Once it got where it had never been before in 36 years, I knew I better scurry on upstairs. But I have a two-story house, so I went upstairs and watched it come up.
About 40 minutes south of Jacksonville, many business owners in the tourist hotspot of St. Augustine don't know when they'll be able to welcome customers again. Like the usually bustling night spot Dos Gatos, completely gutted after being inundated with water.
Yeah, mainly we're just dealing now with trying to get all the mold out.
Manager Quentin Burke says the bar will reopen as quickly as crews can work.
We've had a few companies come in who professionally did the floor. We have heating lamps in the walls now just to try and soak up all the moisture.
And in neighboring Clay County, hundreds of homeowners are still displaced after Black Creek crested at 28.5 feet, the highest level in recorded history. I'm Jessica Palumbo in Jacksonville.